as the world continues to worry about the increasing temperatures. In this podcast today, we are looking at the current heatwave global warming. I'm with Emmanuel Mokisa and Johnson Tembo. They are both educators at Uganda Wildlife Conservation Education Center, the only conservation center in Uganda, the best zoo.
East, West, and Central Africa.
Yeah. So we're going to discuss issues of global warming and then the current heat wave. What has caused it? What could be the probable solutions? Over to you, Johnson.
Well, it's now evident that everyone feels the heat. Climate change has always been a subject of academicians and a few environmentalists who have also been labeled as radicals. But now there comes a time when everyone starts to feel the impact. And I think this is where we are. Everyone is feeling the heat. Everyone is complaining of the heat. But again, there are those forces that keep on pushing back and saying, not everything is about climate change. This is just a temporary situation. It's just a temporary weather change. And things are going to get back to normal. But we are asking, how do we explain this?
Mm-hmm.
Because in our time, we have lived not to see any record high temperatures as we are witnessing today. And we don't find any other explanation to explain what is happening other than saying, look, this climate change thing is real.
And Johnson, why do you think people are saying this is a subject that is not real?
What we should understand first is the motive of those forces who are raising such voices, something like fiction.
Mm.
They have their own agenda, I should say. For someone to come and say whatever is happening is not in any way related to climate change beats human understanding, because you don't need to be a scientist to actually know that things have changed in our times.
Okay. Emma.
Yes, please.
Things have changed.
Change.
What do you think is causing this heat wave, global warming, to the level at which it is becoming alarming?
I must say we do not have anyone to blame but us. And if we are not very keen, then our children, our grandchildren, will blame us more.
Why should we blame ourselves for this?
Like Johnson has been saying, for the past decades, we've been thinking that climate change is maybe for the elites, for the scientists, and we've been doing things without care. Like they tell you not to cut down a tree, and you're like, just one tree? I mean, it has no effect.
Mm.
They've been telling you not to deplete the wetlands, and you're like, come on, nothing will happen. So you realize that what you've been doing at a slow pace, it has accumulated and piled, and nature is fighting back. There is a law of ecology that says that there is no such a thing like a free lunch. Whatever you do, you have to pay for it. So we are actually paying for the lunch we thought was free, but at a later time. And it's going to be worse, because the previous year, we actually thought it was the hottest year. It seems like every year it's going to be the hottest year. To me, it's our own making, and it's high time we tried our level best to reverse something that I do not know how magical we can be. Because if we are suffering from an industrial effect, and some of our countries, like the one we dwell in, they aren't even yet there. So how are we even going to develop? And whenever we try to do the industrialization, we are actually doing the worst by making these investments in wetlands.
So should we stop the industrialization?
Yes, and no.
Yes, Johnson, yes and no.
Johnson says yes.
What
and
is the yes?
What is the yes is that we cannot be sadists.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say because things are already bad and therefore let's just go on and do whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other no bit of it is that they are those who are responsible for what is happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we have our own faults, but
as Africans,
and more, to be more specific, as people from developing countries, there are countries that did what they did. They developed their economies, Because what we are facing today is not because of what we did last year,
mm-hmm.
or 5 years back, or even 10 years back. This is an impact of the actions that we are taking probably decades ago,
mm-hmm.
and we are facing the wrath right now. Now, why I said no is that we shouldn't be again solely held responsible for what is happening right now, because literally our contributions to the global emissions, M has just said that we are just reaching the industrial phase as developing countries. This is our time to shine.
It is less than some percentage.
This
less
is
than
our time to shine, if I would say. Africa contributes something like 3% of the total global emissions. Mm. So how do we then be held liable for what is happening today? I'm sorry if I'm sounding more of a Pan-Africanist, but I'm convinced to strongly believe that our level of being held accountable for what is happening today should differ. They are those who have played a very significant part, in as much as we are also playing it, but to a smaller extent.
So far, predictions indicate that 2024 could rival 2023 for being the hottest year on record. The year has just started. It is still very new, but looking at the record so far from 2023 to where we are, February 2024 has been recorded as the hottest month. This discussion continues, but for today, let us stop here. Thank you for being good listeners.